Off the Ball, GAA.
I think it's just interesting seeing how maybe sometimes male coaches think or perceive how women want to receive feedback.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, it's claimed Stuart Lancaster wants out of Racing and has thrown his hat in the ring to be the next Munster head coach. Jean Clain goes under the knife for the 10th time and Ben Carson signs a new deal with Ulster. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up, Stuart Lancaster's name is once again being connected with Munster. Former England fly half Andy Goode has told the Rugby Pod that Lancaster wants out of Racing 92, despite only joining the Parisian club at the start of last season. However, Racing have lost 6 of their first 11 fixtures in this season's top 14 and they fell to a 29-7 loss away to Sale in Pool 4 of the Investec Champions Cup last weekend. According to Goode, Lancaster has also raised eyebrows with his selection of his son Dan at out half, and with the vacancy at Munster still to be filled, Goode feels the ex-Leinster senior coach could seek a return to Ireland.
I'm hearing Lanny, either he wants out or they want him out. He's picking his son at fly half, right? And his lad comes from Ealing Trailfinders and he's starting at 10. Apparently the French lads are not happy with Stuart Lancaster whatsoever. And I'm not sure Lanny's enjoying it, that relationship with the French lads and the club. And you know how fickle it is over there. When Jackie Lorenzetti can call out one of the best players in the world, Sia Khaleesi, saying he's put on weight, and then you see Sia Khaleesi leaves and goes back to the Sharks. It ain't a stable relationship, is it, when you start losing a few? And the easy thing to do over in Racing and in France in general is just blame the non-French guys. Blame the English guys, blame the Scots, blame whoever else is there that's not French. And Lanny's under some heat. And I've heard he's chucked his hat in the ring for Munster because he wants out of Racing, but we'll see what happens, James.
While he remains there, there are still troubles to be overcome at Racing for Lancaster. Hookers Camille Schaap and Yannick Tarry have been banished from the rest of the squad this week following a non-rugby related incident that occurred on Monday morning. According to L'Équipe, Schaap arrived at training on Monday still drunk following a boozy Christmas get-together on Sunday, while Tarry didn't turn up to training at all. It's the latest scandal to hit Racing this season alone, who in September saw winger Vinaya Habosi arrested following domestic violence allegations. Jean Clain has revealed he's undergone an operation. The Springbok lock was among Munster's lengthy injury list issued on Monday and was to see a specialist regarding a thigh injury. Clain had been on the road to recovery from a neck injury before his thigh problem was sustained in training. The 31-year-old started the first 6 rounds of this season's URC but hasn't featured it at all since, and that neck injury ruled him out of a start for the Boks during November. He made just one appearance in a Munster jersey last season, and Clain says this is the 10th time to go under the knife. Munster go to Belfast on Friday night looking to recover from last week's defeat to Cast in the Investec Champions Cup. Shane Daly has been sharing what they've learned from that loss.
The biggest learning, I suppose, is about how we compounded errors in that game. I think if you look at it, how many times we let them off the hook when we were down in there 22 and went from penalty to line-out, penalty unforced, and then we end up defending our own try line. So it's about our discipline. We gave away a lot more penalties than we'd been giving away in the weeks previous. Obviously, some of that was from good play from them to put us under pressure, but a lot of it was unforced. So over half the penalties we looked at that could easily have been avoided. And then it's about not chasing things after you've given away a penalty to try and get the next one in your favour. And that's what was happening. Lads were giving away a penalty and then trying to save the next moment and then giving away another penalty because they're forcing things. So just composure and trusting our system in those long sequences of play and not trying to force a turnover. It's about just trusting our defence, which has been good in multi-phase all season. So that's a big learning for us.
Off the Ball is coming to the 3 Olympia this January. Owen will be joined by a cast of very special guests, Brian O'Driscoll and Austin Healy, the Ireland star Aoife Wafer, along with Munster legend Alan Quinlan, and the dream team of Andy Dunn and Gerry Thornley. We look ahead to Ireland v England and the rest of the 2025 Guinness Six Nations with some great prizes too, like tickets to the England and France games. This Rugby Roadshow is brought to you by Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of the Irish rugby team. Never stop competing. Tickets on sale now from €23. Go to offtheball.com/events for more.
Ben Carson has become the latest Ulster player to commit to the province. The centre made his debut last season and this term has started three of Ulster's URC fixtures, come on as a sub in another four, and started the recent Champions Cup defeat to Toulouse before suffering a soft tissue injury midway through the first half. Carson has signed a three-year extension at Kingspan Stadium, which will keep him with Ulster until at least the summer of 2028. The 22-year-old says he's looking to establish himself in the side in the coming months and years. As I noted earlier, Munster visit Kingspan Stadium on Friday night, with both sides looking to rebound from Champions Cup losses to French sides. Prop Tom O'Toole believes it's the ideal fixture for Ulster.
Yeah, it is. I think when you go back to Interpros now, you probably know your opponents very well. As I said, fortunately, I've been in camp and I've worked with a lot of the guys that will be some of the key players that will be playing this weekend. So, you know them well, but it doesn't really make it any easier, because you obviously know that the passion and the physicality is probably that's not there every week, but it's probably a little bit of a step above when it's definitely Interpro games. So I think, you know, Munster coming off a loss on the weekend as well, they'd probably be disappointed with that after doing so well in the first round of Europe. They'll be coming up here and hopefully get a win. So that's what they're probably thinking. Well, obviously, so that's stupid of me to say that they're obviously thinking that. So, but no, it's our job to as I said, with 6 days, stop feeling kind of sorry for yourself on the weekend and just kind of expect a big challenge on Friday night.
Mike Larry has been asked if Ulster can draw upon the first 40 minutes they put in last week against Bordeaux for Friday night's fixture.
Yes, I know. We obviously have to look at the positive side and show really good pictures that, you know, this is how good we can be when we're really on it. And then on the flip side, this is how we were at times in that game as well. So, you have to give credit to Bordeaux, their quality team as well, and they will have their purple patches. But it's just how much can we be in the game? You know, if we're in the game for a bit longer, then, you know, again, the crowd gets behind you at home and, it can change the game. And if we are a wee bit more clinical, like we spoke about, you know, it's a different game again. Like I said, I feel we can really take massive belief out of that, you know, first 40. It's a good stepping stone anyway. We've shown improving pictures.
Finally, it's been revealed that the financial collapse of London Irish Wasps and Worcester Warriors cost the British taxpayer more than £30 million. The trio of clubs had taken out a total of £41.6 million in COVID-related loans from the UK's Department for Culture, Media and Sport. All three clubs went to the wall during various periods of the season before last. They've all applied to be part of a reconfigured English second tier next season. The BBC say that Worcester took out the largest of those three loans at £15.7 million, with their administrators paying back £9.8 million of that in June of 2023, leaving £5.9 million outstanding. Just £300,000 of Wasps' £14.1 million loan has been repaid by their administrators, and none of London Irish's £11.8 million has been recouped. The department responsible say they hope to recover between £7.3 and £11.1 million from the three clubs. They may not be the last clubs to go under, however, with the chair of the UK Parliament's Public Accounts Committee, Geoffrey Clinton-Brown, warning that several clubs are teetering on the edge. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed, wherever you happen to consume your podcasts. My name is Richie McCormack, and I will be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.